Throughout all of 2019, we've been hearing tech companies and cell phone companies talking about all the excitement about 5G and the race to get there first. But tonight in Moraga, they're talking about the fight against it.
Sitting at her home office, Ellie Marks has a device that measures her RF exposure. She's surrounded by campaign materials that she's used in a decade of pushing back against ever-expanding cell phone towers. For her, the fight is personal. Her husband started using a cell phone in 1986 and developed a brain tumor in 2008. Researchers do not agree right now about what constitutes safe RF exposure. The FCC and cell phone companies maintain radiation exposure from cell phones is not dangerous. Thankfully, her husband pulled through, but it was her wake-up call. Now she's taking on 5G. Running parallel to this fight against 5G is the race to be the first country to have it. The U.S. has been competing against China. Now all wireless companies claim they'll have 5G this year. Some have launched already. So what exactly is it?
Possibly the way that the internet runs will change because of this technology.
Ian Scher is an editor-at-large for CNET News who follows 5G. He says it could change everything from education to AI to healthcare. And for consumers, it's all about speed.
So the promise of 5G is that it's going to be significantly faster. So think of being able to download a movie within minutes instead of waiting a long, long time.
To maintain this speedy connection, cell phone companies claim they need additional cell towers in communities like Moraga. Ellie says she'd rather see these companies stick to fiber.
There's a better way to do it, and that would be fiber to the premises. We don't need these small, so-called small cells every few homes in our communities.